Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing just fine. So you keep calling this thing either a podcast or a radio show?
I'm just trying to let everybody, whatever word they like, I'm just trying to educate them. It's an online radio show. It's a podcast.
Let's start calling it the TV transmission from the Center for Eternal Youth.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the TV transmission from the Center of Eternal Youth.
Yes. My name is Zork.
And I'll be Zontar.
Okay.
And we're going to restore vitality to you, Earthlings, and your planet.
That's right. Now listen, Earthlings, the stuff that's going on your planet is really sad because your soils have been depleted by your stupid use of industrial fertilizers like the NPK that makes your plants grow bloody fast. That's very nice. They look nice and they have a fine shape, but they're really only there in their hollow shells. The minerals that they should have sucked out of the soil, they don't. Hmm. In fact, your soils are now so depleted of the useful minerals that even though the carrot looks like a carrot, it's only at 30% of the magnesium it used to have only 75 years ago.
So what can we do, Almighty One?
Well, at this point, we're hooped. The only thing that's left is we need to supplement. So you can either swallow handfuls of pills like magnesium malate, or citrate, or orotate, or taurate, or something like that, which would be, magnesium rocks reacted with some organic acid, like the lemon juice, or apple juice, or, those type of acids. Or you can do the more convenient thing, which is the transdermal magnesium that you can conveniently add to your bath.
So we can add it to our bath. The magnesium is absorbed by the skin, and we don't have to worry about any of the after effects of eating too much magnesium.
Right. Well, yeah, the big deal with magnesium is that there's fairly low bowel tolerance to magnesium. The bowel flush, which really means that you'll get a diarrhea or sometimes even projectile diarrhea if you take enough of it. So for people who need to actually really supplement, they cannot do it with pills. They would just simply...
It just goes right through.
Yep, it goes right through them. It doesn't stay.
So one of the things, like in our last transmission...
Yes, Zork.
I'm Zontar, you're Zork.
Oh my God.
Oh, but we're all one, I keep forgetting, right?
Yes.
So maybe I am Zork and you're Zontar. I'm confused now.
Oh, maybe I should be called Seven of Nine or something like that.
That's right. Yeah, Seven of Nine. That's a good one.
Actually, that was on a TV show.
That was, yeah. So we are actually a TV transmitter. Last time we talked about magnesium and how important it was for all areas of our health. But one of the areas that we were saving to talk about this time was its impact on the levels of DHEA, which is a main essential hormone for our health. And actually, as we grow older, we normally have none of it or very little of it. Okay, like 80 to 90% is gone by the time you're in between your 30s and 80s. So, and that's one of the reasons why we age, we feel tired, we don't recuperate as fast, and all those sort of things that we would do when we were like 17. And if we could get the DHEA levels up, we would notice a lot of differences in our general health.
That's right. Yeah, when you have this hormone level at the same level as when you were in your 20s, then you feel the way you were feeling when you were in your 20s. Which is usually quite different from the way you're feeling now that you're something 50, 60, 70 years old.
Right. And I'm just sort of looking through one of the articles on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, and I just wanted to to just read the sentence that I was reading because I just thought it was amazing. So when the DHEA is low, of course, magnesium is also low. They go together. And if you had a 10% increase in magnesium and DHEA levels, they associate this, so they don't want to say a causal thing at this point because of the way these studies go, but it's associated with a 48% decrease in death from cardiovascular disease and a 36% decrease in mortality from all other causes. So that would strike me as a fairly important hormone to, you know, get back up to optimal levels.
That's right. Yeah. they call it the youth hormone.
So this is the fountain of youth.
That's what Dr. Shealy wrote in his book, and he's well respected and appreciated for his research into the reversal of aging. And DHEA. It's totally important in the metabolism of cholesterol. You know, the foundation chemical for your brain, for your nerve tissue, for all the hormones. It's essential, right? And
yeah.
Yet the pharmaceutical guys are telling you, oh, you have too much cholesterol, you have to fight it, right? And they're forcing you to reduce it and bring it down. But the truth is that you only need to bring down the LDL, the bad cholesterol. You need to keep the HDL levels up. Anyway.
So what's the relationship between the cholesterol levels and DHEA?
Cholesterol is actually a precursor. You know, like cholesterol gets converted into dehydrocholesterol and pregnenolone, which then gets converted either into DHEA or progesterone. There's a wonderful article that Dr. Shealy wrote that's posted on the Life Enthusiast website in the health education section, magnesium. He calls it the health and youth hormone. And there's a copy of the map, how these hormones convert from one to the other. DHEA is actually made in your adrenal gland, in the adrenals, and it's made from cholesterol.
So here's this aha moment that I'm getting. I mean, what I'm hearing you say is that all these things that are supposed to control or decrease cholesterol are actually making us older.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
That's right. And so, Dr. Shealy says, in brief summary, DHEA counterbalances the effects of cortisone. Cortisone is the hormone that makes you stressed. Inhibits the glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase, which is a complicated word for important in glucose metabolism. And there's a whole bunch of really ugly words that follow that. But the big deal is that blocks the potassium channel, which is also important in maintaining the intracellular magnesium, and then also inhibits cytokinases, which are the inflammation effects in your body. So that makes DHEA an anti-inflammatory. So it lowers the cholesterol, it enhances your immune function, and it acts as an antioxidant. So it's important. We need to have high levels of it. As the levels go down, we are more susceptible to oxidation, which is aging. We are more susceptible to immune dysfunction, which is, you know, falling ill to all kinds of things from flu on downward.
Mm-hmm.
And high cholesterol, of course, well, we already know that clogs our arteries. So DHEA is essentially associated with everything that's opposite to aging. And, of course, you just read out that graph where it says between age 20 and 90, you will lose 90% of your DHEA capacity.
Right.
Well, if you can bring back the DHEA, then you will reverse the aging. And here was the funny thing. So Sheely and Carter went out and they did these tests. They found, I think it was 100 subjects, and they put them on the foot soaks with magnesium. And then the next thing that happened was they found that the levels of all the minerals in these people's electrolytes started normalizing. It wasn't as if just the magnesium was raised. It was that the ratio of magnesium to calcium was normalized, magnesium to potassium was normalized, potassium to sodium was normalized, and phosphorus. It's as if you were, you know, imagine that you're trying to raise a house, and you have four or five or six jacks under it.
Uh-huh.
And you need to very carefully be raising all six of them at the same time.
That's right. And it's all relative, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
You can be doing a really, really good job on one jack, and if you're not doing a really good job on the other ones, you'll tip it over.
That's right. And it doesn't take that much to bring it out of balance. And so... That was the amazing part, that you know, people were out of range, and especially in the ratios. And, you know, phosphorus, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, and potassium, sodium. All of these ratios are important for different functions in the body. And yet, when you get it back into normal, things start working. Things that weren't working are. And we talked about the symptoms of magnesium problems before, right?
That's right, last time.
Yeah, so no point saying anything more other than magnesium is in just about every system of the body. You know, circulation, muscles, hormones. It's involved in just about everything.
So as you get your magnesium levels back up to normal, the DHEA levels also tend to move back to normal levels?
And that was the shocking thing. This is what they did not expect, and yet that's what they got. It was DHEAS, which is a form of DHEA, that they were finally able to measure and determine that the tissue levels went up, which is important, which is exactly the measure of youthfulness that we were talking about.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed also on one of the other articles on it that the DHEA and magnesium deficiencies are very obvious in acute heart attacks. And
yes.
And they gave patients magnesium intravenously, and those ones that they did had about a 50% greater survival rate. So, you know, that's when you think of how many people have heart attacks and how big a killer that is in North America, just, you know, it's like, wow, just get your magnesium levels up and you'll be,
impervious to heart attack, so to speak. Yeah?
Right.
Prevent one. Yeah, here's another funny thing. I spoke with a fellow from France. He was telling me about his patent on quit smoking, guaranteed quit smoking, which was essentially giving people DHEA. Every time you had an urge to smoke, you just popped another DHEA, I think it was 15 mg pill, under your tongue.
Huh.
And so every time you just had the urge, you pop another bit of DHEA, and in no time, you're smoke-free. So, you know, the addiction to cigarettes is actually stimulating your body to give you the illusion of DHEA to make you feel better.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So what do we do now with people? We need to continue to tell them that the solutions to health and to longevity are really seldom complex. It's usually just the basics, such as, you know, the four major minerals that we have in our body, calcium and magnesium in one pair, sodium and potassium in the other, and then phosphorus and sulfur as the next two. As long as these things are, number one, in sufficient levels, number two, in balance with one another, you will function well. Your body will function healthfully, and you will enjoy yourself.
Hmm. And I think part of the trick, too, is cutting out stuff like white flour and white sugar, because they pull the magnesium out of the body as well.
Right. Yeah, those are, of course, the antidotes to just about everything healthy.
Yeah.
It's like, you want sick? Okay. I think I have this sort of a joke or funny thing on the website somewhere. I recall that we even may have read it in one of our earlier podcasts, but it was something like, so you want to be sick? Okay, here's what you do. Number one, stay up late. Number two, drink soda, with sugar, or if you want even quicker, drink it with aspartame. Don't exercise. Don't eat any raw food. Only eat refined food, such as refined flour, refined sugar, and refined oil. And then also make sure you eat plenty of fried food.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of that. I mean, it pretty much describes the lifestyle of a person living in an inner city somewhere, right?
Yes, it really does. That's a sad thing.
Oh, very, very much so. I think I put it into our life lessons in our All About Us. But anyway, let's not worry about that so much. So I want to actually offer people an incentive to get some magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that that they should hear the discount code. Do you think it's time to tell them?
I think so too. So if somebody wanted to try some of the transdermal magnesium or even some of the other magnesium products that you can get at the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast website, what can we do to give them some incentive?
Well, I've set up a 10% discount right across the whole category. Here's the code. It's MG, that's for magnesium, 107. So you type that in, you get 10% off on all the products on your order.
Wonderful. So, Martin, if somebody was, listening to us maybe for the first time and they said, okay, I'm going to go to the Life
Enthusiast. Oh, my gosh, I hope it's not the first time.
Well, there's always someone who's going to listen to us for the first time. Because we're growing. I mean, the podcast is getting more and more popular and more people are listening to us, and we appreciate all the calls and letters. But if they went to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast at life-enthusiast.com and they said, okay, I want to try this magnesium, you've convinced me that I'm probably deficient, and all I got to do is put it in my bath, twice a week, have a nice long, warm, luxurious soak, 20 to 30 minutes. Which one of the products would you recommend that they look at for their first magnesium
experience? Right. Well, as you described, the bath crystal, magnesium crystal, is probably the easiest. So for people who can take baths or at least foot soaks, this is the way to go. Just take a quarter cup to maybe even half a cup of these crystals, put them in your bath, and enjoy.
And those are the transderma minerals, right?
Yes, that's correct. You can actually improve on it even some more by adding a bit of the Miracle 2 soap to make the water bubbly, bubble bath. And you can even speed it up by adding a little bit of baking soda to it if your water is acidic. So, by adding alkalizing minerals to it, it makes it go even quicker.
Wow.
So anyway, so that would be the bath. And for people who don't have an easy time getting themselves in a bath, we have the magnesium oil and magnesium gel. Magnesium oil is just a straight magnesium chloride. The gel is with added seaweed extract. So that's actually very helpful because iodine supplementation is also another issue that
that right. people need to be aware of.
Yeah, we've talked to that about that on numerous podcasts earlier.
Right. So the gel, I mean, especially ladies like it lots. It seems to be just a great pampering tool.
Mm.
And the oil by itself straight, you know, it goes. I mean, I use it. I come out of my shower. I put some on my hand and rub it on. I usually rub it on my belly and my legs.
Cool.
Because I'm not a very frequent bather.
Well, I've just got hooked on it like twice, usually like twice a week. I'll have a nice long soak in the magnesium, and I just love it.
Yeah.
And I feel so relaxed and calm, and everything is fine in the world afterwards, and I have one of the best sleeps of the week right after one of those baths.
I've had that, you know. I had this call from one woman, and she said, you didn't tell me to do this in the evening. I did it in the morning. The rest of the day, I was just like something that needed to get back in bed.
Funny. That is funny.
So, yes, people, remember that this is a relaxing evening kind of thing, just before bedtime. Well, I feel that we've fulfilled our goal here, don't you think, Scott?
I do. I think if you haven't got a head out and try some of this magnesium, folks, because it will, change your life.
Yeah, you know, this is the one big thing that people just don't get. They think that they need some kind of a pharmaceutical, complicated solution. But really, it is simple. It is so simple. If you get your minerals right, your world will be so much better.
Yeah, and I want to maybe close off just reading something that Nicole wrote in to us not long ago. She said, I tried the magnesium oil for a variety of concerns that I had, but mainly for weight issues and ADHD symptoms. And the results are fantastic. I feel better, I look better, and if I'm having a bad day, this really is a magic cure for an attitude adjustment. I tried topically everything, but found this to be. I had tried topically everything, but found this to be more effective, which is the magnesium. I add it to my hair after shampooing. My hair has never looked better. It's shiny, and the color is phenomenal. I have people ask me where I get my color done. It's natural, right? There's a 10-day lag period where I left my magnesium oil in a hotel room and had to order more. And I assure you, I won't make that mistake again. It's a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone I know. So thank you very much, Nicole, for sharing that with us.
Yes, it's great. Okay, folks, so here's what you can do. You can go to www.life-enthusiast.com. and head to products, and you can find minerals, magnesium there. If you want more information, you can click on health education and find minerals, magnesium there. And you can listen to more podcasts that we've made. There's a link on our website right in the navigation, but you can also go there directly by going to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And you can always find us by phone. Our phone number is 1-866-543-3388.
Awesome.
That should do it. I would like to sign off with telling you thank you very much for listening. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, Restoring Vitality.